producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm chuckling because whenever I hear this particular tune, I wonder what really is what we've got going on here. Does it sound like Hokey Monokey, or does it sound okay? Jennifer, thumbs up or thumbs
okay.
down on this
thumbs
thing.
Up.
It sounds okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, you sure? Kenny,
yeah,
what do you say?
Though.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
All right. Thumbs up on it. Ken Kessler, monitoring social media. Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. The quote of the day, $1.3 billion since no one won the Powerball lottery over the weekend. The leaders or the head of the Powerball said, woohoo!
Ew!
Drinks for everybody.
That's right. Won $4 this weekend. Yeah, don't be jealous.
There we go. Jennifer's on top of it. We know that when Jennifer wins $4, we're all going to have a wonderful day.
That's what I think.
Well, that's the story here on the Good Day program. So the L.A. Times has a Powerball simulator. The story at DougStephan.com today, if you want to go to DougStephan.com, S-D-E-P-H-A-N. This, I'm not sure how this works, Kenny. Do you want to sort of explain to me? I'm looking here, and I don't want to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, even though there's nothing new to that.
I'm going to say, well, you know.
Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. What are you saying, Jennifer, please?
Nothing. Oh, nothing, sir. Back to you in the studio.
By the way, the trending stories, David Bowie passing away.
Or David Bowie.
Powerball winners. There's some interesting, this woman who is involved with the Philadelphia police. That's a strange kind of a story. Let's stick with one thing at a time. The Powerball simulator, and there is this something that has been developed, sort of might be able to, somebody's created some kind of a program that can find the winning number. Did I see that somewhere?
I don't know if you saw that. I know that I talked about you could beat the lottery this time and buy every possible combination and still make millions over what you'd actually take in. So if you had a simulator that could generate all the different, ways the numbers could come up and you bought a ticket for that, you would come up to like some certain amount of money. But if you actually won the jackpot, you would win the jackpot if you had one of those combinations. And then you'd win the jackpot and you'd make money over it. So I think we should get someone to back that idea, Dougie. We need some seed money.
Yeah.
Let's call Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We need some manpower to go out to all the 7-Elevens out there and the Piggly Wigglies, and let's go. Let's go win some Powerball.
Piggly Wiggly?
Isn't that what you guys do on the East Coast? Isn't it the Piggly Wiggly?
What, to go buy a lottery ticket?
Yeah, what's the Piggly Wiggly?
Piggly Wiggly is, I think, more mid-south chain, yeah.
Don't they sell lottery tickets there?
Well, yeah, they sell lottery tickets there.
So what are you arguing about? What's your problem?
Okay, the odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are one out of every man, woman, and child that lives in America. Now, that doesn't seem to be too bad. The odds around 300 million to one that you would win. So apparently the L.A. Times decided to put the idea to a test. So this particular game starts with $100 to play against multiple lottery drawings. Pick your numbers and watch the money disappear. So based on the odds, you're likely to hit numbers that pay out smaller prizes. And didn't we see last week there was $65 million that was given out on the drawing day, Wednesday? I think we had two or three.
Something like that.
Yeah, so there's nothing. Don't sneeze at that.
No, there were a couple of, I think there were $3 million winners in California, I had heard. Yeah. I don't know.
So how does that work? Explain, please, for those of us who are unwashed, we just buy the tickets and we say, okay, we didn't get the winning number, so we throw the tickets away.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, for me, the way I won
$4.
I'm
going to go get my ticket. Keep talking. Hold on.
The way I got $4 is that the Powerball number, I think, was 13, something like that. And I actually had the Powerball number, which was $4. And then if you have any combination up from there, I mean, you can get pretty sizable, a sizable chunk of change.
All right. So I have, I probably shouldn't give the numbers because my number is 90.
No one can steal them. Go ahead.
Got now?
Back to you in the studio.
Okay, thank you. So my numbers are based on birthdays of the people in my life that are closest to me. Actually, they're built on my birthday and Meredith's birthday. All right.
Hey, I thought you asked for my birthday. You didn't play that number?
No, I was going to play two different numbers. I wanted your birthday. I wanted everybody. This was going to be my theory. I used Meredith and my birthday. Then I was going to use my children's birthday. And then I was going to take the people on the program and use their birthdays. So I'm going to buy three tickets based on birthdays of people that I'm closest to. That is, the people on the program, the people in my life, and Meredith. So I did that and didn't win.
Did you play our birthdays?
I didn't because I don't have everybody's birthday. Remember I started to do that?
Yes, you
asked
us.
But I don't think I got all the information. Did I from everybody?
You did. Oh, so I got to get it again. Such a disappointment.
But I understand what the megaplier is. What is the megaplier?
The megaplier means that they'll double your prize if you win any of those lower prizes. So, for instance, if I had done that and I won $4 or whatever, you
had a megaplier.
Yeah,
so the megaplier costs another dollar, though, right?
I think so. I don't know if I bought it because the guy didn't even give me the option. I went into this little liquor store in Tehachapi, California this weekend, and I said, how many Powerball tickets will $10 get me? And he said, ma'am, that will get you 5 Powerball tickets. And I said, okay. So I don't know. He didn't even offer me the Mega Player. I don't know if he automatically sold me that or if the tickets actually cost $2.
Do we know, Jen or Ken?
Tickets are $2. You have to. It's extra for the Mega Player.
Mega Player is more money. All right. So do we know in the 65 million that was given away last Wednesday, how many of those is there research that's done? Is there something that we can go to so that people who play understand? I want this to be an educational seminar of sorts so that people who play these both Powerball and Mega Millions or whatever other state lotteries there are, Masters, there's Mass Cash that gives away $100,000 a day. Is there a way for us to have everybody understand so that maybe we don't leave money on the table? Do you know that at the end of every year, at least I remember seeing this about Massachusetts, there are hundreds of millions of dollars that haven't been collected. That potentially there are winners for, but the winners don't follow through because they don't really know how the system works.
And there's also websites, remember, you could go to and actually put your own name in, and there's money that maybe you personally or your family might have not collected.
Well, but they're not going to know your name from this, so it isn't going to be lottery winnings.
No.
It might be from other things.
Something else.
Yeah, right. But don't you think it would be worthwhile for us to have a little primer in that to teach people how this works?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do that. Maybe in the next half hour. 14 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It is way past the new year. We are getting settled into the year 2016. Another year, another opportunity. If you had taken my advice and gotten Genucel last year with its immediate effects, you would have no bags, no puffiness, no lines around your eyes. And you'd be saying, hey, Doug, you're a hero. You would have been telling other people how cool this product is. But if you didn't take advantage of that when I talked about it last year at this time, you get another chance. There's always another chance. Ladies, especially, but men as well, who are more interested now. Men pay more attention to their looks, I think, now, and more conscious of their looks than used to be the case. So if you buy Genucel, the 3-month order at 800-543-9262, you've decided to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And then you're going to get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment free with that order. And this is another way for you to deal with the things that are problematic around your eyes. Because after all, most people look at the eyes first when they see you. You don't want to see dark circles.
Depending on what I'm wearing, maybe.
Yeah, but depending on what Jennifer's wearing. I don't have that same benefit. You got to look at my eyes first. That's it. So, if this is the year and now is the time for you to address the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, the ugly discoloration around the dark circles, the stuff like that, the skin around your eyes, then call 800-543-9262 and get a product that absolutely will work or your money back. They wouldn't be still in business selling this stuff if it didn't work. Hello, 800-543-9262. Make a resolution, maybe a little bit late in the year, to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, the discoloration. Let's do something about it together. I've given you the information. Now it's time for you to pick up the phone and take action on the information. 800-543-9262.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
All right, so here we have this, speaking of the lottery, this outfit that has cracked the codes. There are a couple of people that are MIT graduates, and they have worked this over. Actually, he's an MIT student, a biomedical researcher, and a retiree in Michigan, who all sort of have gotten together to figure out what they, it's...
This was years ago.
It's called Win More Than You Lose. Right. So why would, this was 2005. Why wouldn't this still be usable today would be my...
Well, there was a certain lottery system in Massachusetts that they cracked, and not all systems are the same, so that's just one example of one that was cracked by these guys.
They bought 312,000 tickets per game.
Mm.
How do they do that?
It's a lot.
That is.
Like Jen said, they had to hire a bunch of people to go out and...
Yeah. Dude, it's winnable. You can be sure somebody's going to win it at some point. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Why?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three is the living room. It's
three, I'm a feel only.
Three.
Hi. All right, so here we are. With the My Three Songs contest for this Monday, different artists that have not necessarily gotten together, but we've come up, Kenny and his brilliance have found these songs, putting them together, He is putting them together. No, that's past the, he already put them together. Anyway, so...
here they are.
Yes, right.
These actually were suggested by Randy V, one of our wonderful listeners. He sent it in through Twitter.
All right. So, Randy V, thank you for this idea. And if you have an idea for how we would do the three songs contest to your liking, send it along, email or facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Actually, though, if he sent it along on Facebook, then
he
somebody would
win.
See it. No, yeah. I don't mean that.
Oh, on Twitter.
Somebody would see it on Twitter, right?
That's why you got to follow us on Twitter. See, you get an in to the contest.
Right, okay. All right, let's get started here. First song is by Billy Idol called The Rebel Yell. Big hit in the UK and the US. Released in 84, re-released in 85. A couple of years ago, VH1 named the song as one of the top 100 hard rock songs of all time. It's not one of my faves, mostly because of that.
I like it.
But it fits in here. I know you do. It's an age thing, Jennifer.
Yes.
All right. So, okay, here's the first one, Billy Idol and Rebel Yell. Second one is Alicia Keys. Empire State of Mind Part 2. Broken
Very
down.
Creative, Randy V, by the way.
This is what?
Very creative, this contest.
Right, Randy V is the listener who sent us the idea. It's from 2010. An answer song to Jay-Z's number one hit, Empire State of Mind. She is featured on that as well. Wasn't actually released as a single. It was a massive hit in the UK, not in this country. Didn't go out as a single. Most downloaded, most successful single ever for Alicia Keys, interestingly enough.
See my face in lights, saw my name on monkeys, found down on Broadway.
right, so that's the second song. Third one, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. I think you'd be all excited about this. On the Dark Side, first and only top 10 hit, which appeared on the soundtrack to Eddie and the Cruisers. 1984. Thanks to the repeated airings on HBO of this movie, the song was number one on the charts for five consecutive weeks. And a couple of more top 40 hits for the group. Their songs have been featured on movie soundtracks, Rocky IV, for example, Something About Mary, and Dumb and Dumber. So, what's going on here? I must tell you that if I were trying to put this together, I never would have been able to.
Never. You would
never,
have never gotten
it. Ever, ever.
But if you think about the biggest news story in the entertainment world over the last month, year, you'll figure this out.
Well, what's it? We explain it, because I'm sure nobody's going to figure it out. We only got a 30-second window here. So, explain that, Jennifer. What did you mean?
There's a tie-in to the most popular movie of the year, for sure.
Yeah? Okay, keep going. I mean, because we don't have a winner.
Oh,
most
all right.
Popular movie of all time.
Of all time. All right, so these would be songs. Should I give it away?
Yeah, yeah.
That are in the iPod of Kylo Ren in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
The Empire State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Empire.
Get
Empire.
It?
Rebel Yell.
Side. Rebel
dark
Yell.
Side.
Yeah. Dark Side. See? Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
See what we did there? I think it's pretty clever.
There. All right. Coming up, a primer on how to use the Powerball to your advantage. Right now, though, it's time for you to think about adopting a pet. Not a good idea to make a real quick decision, says Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's where we bring you the information that you sort of need to make your way through an intelligent conversation or several intelligent conversations during the course of the day today. And then there's the other stuff we talked about.
Between.
Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, Doug Steffen at the Good Day program in a moment. How to play Powerball or Mega Millions. What do you do with all the information that you have that you may not have taken advantage of to this point? Meanwhile, there's some food news. As you know, Jennifer and I like to talk, well, all of us like to talk about food, but we have a special set aside for Jennifer in a little segment called
What's Cooking?
What's Cooking? Okay, so
follow your boysenberry.
Yes,
come on.
I'm working on that. No, it was a raspberry actually.
Tim, it'll work those down for you. Need a little throat massage there. What's happening?
Okay, McDonald's in the news first. Says it's getting rid of its cafeteria look.
I don't get that. I never thought McDonald's looked like a cafeteria.
I didn't either. What about Ronald McDonald? Is he still around?
In some stores. But you know what? Now the McDonald's have gotten kind of fancy. Ever since, it seemed like it kind of coincided with the launch of the coffee at McDonald's. It seems like they look a little nicer. And I don't go into McDonald's often, but you know, when you're road tripping and you have to go and take a little tinkle, you buy a little beverage, something like that. Yeah. They look a little darker, a little more fancy. I don't know. Not quite as yellow. Because remember, in my day when I would go as a kid to McDonald's, it was bright yellow and red everywhere. Remember? It was really bright and circusy.
But the stores do have a new. There's a new one in my town, and they've remade it so that
they make it look nice.
Yeah, it was. Well, do you think it looks nice?
I mean, a lot of the McDonald's I've walked into in the last year look really nice. They look nice.
But it lost the sense of the golden arches, which is what they were built around.
I don't think so.
You don't think you still?
I mean, it was never quite the same once they got rid of the Hamburglar and Grimace. Like, I don't think we've seen him lately. But, you know, I think it looks all right.
Is that because people are too sophisticated? They don't appreciate that sort of stuff anymore?
And maybe a bandit isn't maybe, you know, we've become too politically correct for a bandit to be glamorized by McDonald's. I don't know. The Hamburglar.
Do you still go as a child? Did your father and mother bring you to McDonald's as a child?
My dad, no. Mm-hmm. My mom... I'm trying to think. I wasn't one much for going inside and playing because that would mean I'd have to look and talk to other kids, and I was brutally shy.
Yeah.
Secretly, I loved going in and playing in, like, the ball pit, and stuff, but I liked it when no other kids were there because otherwise I was shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I used to like Happy Meals when I was a kid because, you know, it's all about the toy. It's like cereal. They catch you with the toy, and then, Mommy, can we go do this? Can we go
do that? Mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but Kenny, did you go to McDonald's when you were a kid?
We did every once in a while, but I couldn't stand it because I was a really picky eater, and to get something made special at McDonald's takes forever. And
I liked the chicken McNuggets when I was little.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. That was the Burger King slogan. Yeah. It wasn't the McDonald's slogan, right?
Yep.
Remember that?
I don't remember that.
All right. I remember going into a Wendy's. And thinking that it was, I forget what I got in the Wendy's, but when I think when they had fish sandwiches, I may have gone in. If I found out that a restaurant like that had fish sandwiches, even though at the time I wasn't thinking that they were fried so they're just as bad for you as everything else that's there, I would go in. And I didn't want to sound like a food snob, but you know, there's a point in your life when you think, all right, I better be careful about what I eat.
Well, I think fast food sort of loses its luster. I mean, for me,
so is it just for kids? That's the question. Is fast food just for kids or younger people?
I think
old people go into McDonald's. How many times
have
you been into McDonald's, you see old people in McDonald's?
A lot, I think, you know.
Okay.
But, I mean, I can't say it's for everybody, but I think there are times in your life when it makes more sense. And maybe it is when you're younger, when you're older. Mm. And somehow, maybe in the middle of your life, you kind of pass it by. I don't know.
All right, so last night,
you think you made it that far when you're 80. What the heck?
Yeah, right. Last night for dinner, while I was watching the Golden Globes, I fixed some peas, some rice, a piece of salmon, and I had a can of Campbell's chunky clam chowder.
Ew.
So I opened up the clam chowder and I put it on top of the salmon and the other things that were in the one of those roasting pots. And I put it in the oven and I heated it up and I ate it. And you're saying, ew, because I put in Campbell's clam chowder on top of the salmon?
You put it on top?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, it's like you say chunky clam chowder, that makes me want to flip. I'm not a seafood girl. God.
Really? Okay. So the reason that I bring that up, not necessarily because I think you care what I had for dinner last night, but it brings me around to
thinking, had me riveted when you talked about your peas. Forget about El Chapo.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, Campbell's soup over the weekend, according to well-placed sources, is going to become the first major food company to disclose the presence of GMOs in the corn or anything else that they use in their soups. They're also the owners of Pepperidge Farm, Prego, V8, those sorts of things, and of course their soup line. They want to risk, well, in this circumstance, it seems to me, this is the way I think, that they don't alienate people by telling them that the food is genetically modified. There are some who say, no, you can't tell them that because GMO stuff is unpopular, and if you tell them, people won't buy the soup. Is that how you'd think, Jennifer? If you knew that GMOs were in Campbell's soups, would you stop buying them?
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Maybe.
Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Really? So this may backfire on them.
Well, yeah. Would you buy the can with GMO on it?
No, right? I'm not going to buy it anymore if I think GMOs are in it. But the problem is GMOs are everywhere. This is a fight against the idea of using it because I'm talking about GMO seeds because there's this whole discombobulation. It's like microwaving your food. Folks, if you microwave your food, it changes the molecular structure of the food to the point where it has no value. It may taste the same. It's quick. You can eat it fast. But because the microwave, the lasers, they rearrange the molecular structure, for the most part, the food is like you might as well eat newspaper. It may taste good, but it doesn't do you any good. And so the same is true. That's sort of, I'm using that as an analogy so you understand the GMO process when you modify the seeds so that they can, the seeds are going to not allow weeds to grow, and Roundup is there, you're going to spray for the weeds with Roundup and nothing will happen. Well, it also alters the chemical composition, and at best the food has no value, and at worst it may have compromised the value to a point where it creates things in your system. Remember, everything comes from carbon. We are a carbon-based universe. So the foods come from the same things. If they're going to help your body, the food nutrition has to be the same as that which your body requires. And your body requires carbon and other elements, helium and water and the things, the five basic elements. So if you have food that is either has altered that or may, in fact, when you introduce it to your system, screw up the molecular your molecular system to the point where free radicals go amok. Free radicals cause cancer. Hello, ding, 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 ding. You get the point? That's why people are so upset about the GMOs. So the fact that Campbell says we're using GMOs maybe is not as smart. I mean, they have to have done research, though. They have to have had focus groups. This is a big company. They wouldn't just do this on a whim. Something must have told them that they're going to be better off for doing this sort of thing. General Mills now produces non-GMO Cheerios. But what Campbell's isn't saying they're going to take them out. They're just saying, we're going to tell you that they're in there.
Right. But
right?
I would imagine that their ultimate plan is probably to take them out. Otherwise, why would they do that?
I would think, yeah. I mean,
that's got to be the plan.
But that isn't apparent from what they've said in their press releases over the weekend. At least the one that I got in front of me.
Hmm.
So, all right.
Yeah, they're just playing it close to the vest. Then they can say, because you asked for it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good marketing.
We're taking it out.
That's smart. All right, speaking of good marketing, Kenny, you and Peter have the information on Mega, how to play the Mega Millions or the Powerball, what you can do to take those numbers and not just throw your ticket away because you didn't win the big prize. How do you go about the maybe we should post this also someplace, Facebook or whatever, help people understand how to get the most out of the numbers that you chose.
Well, if you click on the story at DougStephan.com about the LA Times Powerball Simulator, mm-hmm. they have this on that page as well. It gives you the different prizes that you can win. Everybody mm-hmm. thinks that it's just the jackpot. But excuse me, but you can win different amounts of money from $1 million down to $4.
Yeah.
If you match just the Powerball, you get $4.
Really?
You match
the Powerball is the last number. Like in my case, it was 13. That's
right.
The sixth number on the line.
If you match two numbers and the Powerball, or just three of the numbers, you get $7.
Really?
And then it goes up when you get to four. It goes up to $100, and then up to 50,000. And if you match five numbers, not the Powerball, but the other five numbers, you get $1 million.
So does it have to be in order, though?
No.
Doesn't have to be in order.
No.
So if you chose, I'm looking at the numbers I chose, it could be in any order. As long as you have all five of the numbers, you can get $1 million.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I see. I never knew that. And I bet a lot of people listening didn't know that either. Thank you. Check out the story at DougStephan.com. And thanks to Kenny for his primer. 44 past the hour. Jennifer is going to give us the results of the Golden Globe show last night. The winners, who are they, and some other television news up next here on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES 2016 just concluded in Las Vegas, and digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for a look at what's new in consumer electronics and technology. Mario, what caught your eye at CES this year?
Ford announced owners of Sync 3-equipped vehicles will have new options to access their smartphones. iPhone owners can activate Apple CarPlay, which allows them to use Siri to access maps, music, contacts, and more. And Android smartphone users will use Android Auto so they can access Google Now, maps, music, and more as well. And Intel is announcing partnerships with sports organizations and athletic brands to digitize sports. For example, the Intel-innovated Recon Snow 2 goggles can give skiers vital information like performance and trail maps. In audio news, LG's MusicFlow SH7 soundbar is Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Google Cast connected. It enables you to stream your music from your mobile devices or PC. Four different speaker sizes, three new soundbars to choose from, so you can customize what fits into your space and budget. And Zag, they introduced NowCam. A new compact action camera is going to let people share their memories more easily. Simple dial controls, three modes you can use, video, video burst, and still shots. You can capture your favorite moments and then easily share them to your social media. LifeProof announced the free power for iPhone 6S Plus. It's the first waterproof battery case for a plus-sized iPhone. It gives protection against water, snow, dirt, and drops. And on top of that, it's a battery case too, so it's going to double your battery capacity.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're two for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Wow, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast. Working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
Hello.
Yeah, somewhere Peter's got a theme. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Peter's affected with the rich disease.
The what?
The rich disease.
Oh.
Let's go. All right, so Golden Globes last night. Any surprises?
Yes, actually.
Other than
I think,
how bad Ricky Gervais is, and that wasn't
a
surprise.
Well, you know, we can talk about the film some other time. Since this is a TV report, I think the biggest surprise in the TV world is that the best drama series was Mr. Robot. This one has gotten a lot of critical acclaim, not a lot of attention. No, but I have a screener for it.
Kenny, have you ever seen it?
I have not, but it's on my DVR.
Yeah, Christian Slater is in that one. He picked up an award along with the drama series.
Is
John...
it a cartoon sort of thing? Or what,
no.
What is it?
I don't think so. Uh-uh.
Really?
Best actor in a drama, no surprise, John Hamm for Mad Men. And then this up-and-coming woman, I swear, she just has killed the
Taraji?
World in the last, yeah, in the last
She's
year.
She's a policeman in... show that I like with Cazaville and...
Person
of Interest, right.
She's really torn up the world. The people know who she is now because of the show Empire on Fox. She picked up Best Actress in a Television Series. Best Comedy Series, Mozart in the Jungle, which I had not heard of, but
Never
it picked up
it.
A lot of awards last night, too. So I think I'll be checking that
out. So what's
the
lesson
out.
Here? Is there a danger? Does real? There are no television programs really from any network with the exception
Empire.
Of Empire and Mad Men that got any awards, right?
Well, I mean, Mad Men's a cable network, but if you want to talk about broadcast TV, the broadcast networks, Empire was the winner there. Some news from Amazon. Speaking of new technologies and platforms, President Obama last week released a trailer for his State of the Union address. It'll be his last. Whoop, whoop. It'll happen on Tuesday. Sorry.
Okay.
And,
let's get to some other news.
No, but Amazon's going to be carrying it for the first time, so that's kind of cool, partnering with the White House to deliver to the younger crowd. Now, if you're a fan of the show Parenthood, it is off the air, but the creator did a little teaseroo at the TCA, the Television Critics Association. There was a panel for his new show on Hulu called The Path, and during the panel, Jason Katims, I think is how you say his name, said, hey, wouldn't it be interesting to see Parenthood a few years down the road? episode. So maybe, just maybe, if you're a fan of that show, and there were a lot of you, after its six-season run on NBC, maybe Parenthood would be back with a different spin and tracking the characters a few years later. Also being tossed around the idea of Castle without Castle. If they can't get the stars of the show to re-sign on, Castle is looking at maybe doing a spin-off with other characters.
51 after.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Somebody call for a doctor. I think I'm sick. Ain't had my medicine.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review of some of the important medical stories of the week brought to you by the folks who bring to you Superbeats. This is Clinton's Health. Why is there a focus on that, Dr. Ken?
Well, this is an interesting story. I think because of the lag time when she got back onto the stage with the last debate. And let's not make this political, but just let's talk about this because this is a little spooky. She has a history of passing out multiple times in her life. These are just the facts. And she
you're
has
married,
all,
Bill. You'd be passing out multiple times,
and
too.
And she also has a history of multiple blood clots. She had a leg clot in 1998. She had a leg clot in 2009. And in 2012, she passed out, hit her head, developed a blood clot in the brain. It's called a transverse sinus thrombosis. It's a very rare condition of a blood clot forming in the, they're called the venous sinus cavity surrounding the brain. These are the veins that sit on the inner surface of the skull. So Mrs. Clinton's concussion and blood clot may have progressed to this post-concussion syndrome, which can impact the ability to think and remember. This post-concussion syndrome patients, they have symptoms of persistent dizziness, complaints of memory difficulties, forgetfulness, loss of ability to focus on complex tasks or concepts, indecisiveness, depression, anxiety. But the most important thing is she is right now on long-term Coumadin. Coumadin is this very potent blood thinner, and one of the relative contraindications that doctors think about when we prescribe Coumadin is you don't want a patient who passes out over and over, and she does. And this points out how concerning, how serious. Can you imagine the amount of meetings and thoughts that went into putting a patient long-term permanently on Coumadin blood thinner when she has a history of recurrent syncope or passing out numerous times. Because when you're on this, you don't want to hit your head. You could have a catastrophe.
I didn't tell you this portion of the program brought to you by the Donald Trump for President campaign.
No, this is not. This is all medicine. This is not.
If we weren't, if she wasn't running for president, you wouldn't have told us that story.
Well, no, but this has great impact.
I understand. Yeah.
I mean, I want to think of John Kennedy in 1959.
Right. All right. So the next question has to do with the flu. You and your flu vaccines, and who's getting the flu, and how bad is it this year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Doug.
Yes,
regardless of what you think, the flu is far more dangerous. I'm going to put this on your forehead than the common cold. It can lead to death and hospitalization, even in
I'm not taking it lightly. I just think that sometimes
in an average year in America, 36,000 people die from it, and more than 200,000 are hospitalized because of the flu. But the good news is, so far, this has been a very mild season. But it's too soon to know what kind of flu season we're in. The classic scenario is for the first flu cases to start to appear October and November, then the pace picks up in January, and it peaks in February or March, so we're not even near the peak. It's beginning to pick up. The viruses we're seeing in America and overseas, they look very much like the vaccine strains. Yes, Dr. Ken got the vaccine. Yes, Dr. Ken gave his daughter the vaccine, and it's not too late, and it takes 2 weeks before the vaccine will work, and that's why it's possible that you get the flu after you get the vaccine, but it is about 60% effective, and that's a pretty good vaccine.
You didn't ask Meredith and me if we wanted a flu vaccine shot.
Oh, I asked you. You started laughing.
She would have too. All right. New year. Time to make those New Year's resolutions count. You want to start with a clean diet. You want to hit the gym a few times a week. You want to look and feel healthier. Most people do. That's why Dr. Ken recommends Super Beets. Tell us the story.
You can't be healthy unless you have the third important gas in the body, nitric oxide. This is based on Nobel Prize-winning research. Many of your doctors have no idea about this. When I was in medical school, this wasn't even discovered. And in order to open up the gateway to the circulation, it's like a garage door opener for the circulation, the red blood cell, before it delivers the oxygen, has to deliver nitric oxide and allow the blood vessels to open from head to toe. It affects the immune system, the digestive system, the brain, the heart, and you have to continuously make nitric oxide, or you won't have enough. You'll feel tired. Your immune system won't work well. Your blood pressure will be elevated. And there's just a wonderful way from this company to get the dietary nitrates, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Kick off the new year with a shot of good health. Call now, 800-655-4183 for your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry. Comes when you're ordering other items you get a regular supply of Super Beets, and you get a month free. It's a great deal. Get started. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. Lots of other things go with it. The book, Beat the Odds. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Dr. Ken says, take them, get them now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.